An update for you now on Senate Bill 1244 making its way through lame duck in Lansing. This is the bill that overhauls state standards for cleaning up toxic chemicals at thousands of polluted sites around Michigan. Chief on that list, the family of PFAS chemicals used in waterproofing products and in firefighting foam. A.J. Birkbeck is managing attorney with Fulcrum Law in Grand Rapids. He represents residents in the Rockford area whose water has been contaminated by PFAS. They were the first to make the Department of Environmental Quality aware of the PFAS problem there. And since we talked about this bill last week on Stateside, some changes were made. So, A.J., what's new? What can you tell us?
Well, primarily, the changes that were put in place are now protective of the two thresholds that have been established by Michigan DEQ, the 70 parts per trillion for PFAS in drinking water, as well as the 12 parts per trillion for surface water. Obviously, we are very concerned that those thresholds remain in place. And in fact, with the revisions that have occurred, they do appear to be protected now.
Do you have any sense, AJ, why the revisions were made? What sparked the last-minute changes?
I think that legislators faced significant pushback, largely as a result of citizens coming forth as well as environmental groups.
And from your point of view, then, how much has this bill been improved?
Well, the core issue that we have is with the ability prospectively for DEQ to either regulate new compounds within the PFAS family, as well as make the existing standards more protective. And the ability to do that is still impaired in our view. So the core of our concern remains unaddressed. However, we are relieved that at least the limited protections and thresholds that are in place are not being eliminated.
AJ, in what ways would companies like Wolverine Worldwide and cash-strapped municipalities view this bill in a favorable light?
Well, the stated goal of Senate Bill 1244 was to create an environment where the science that is relied on by DEQ to come up with cleanup standards has a sound scientific basis. And that goal is a laudable one. We want to make sure that to the extent that we are forcing, especially our municipalities, to clean up water to a particular standard, that standard is in fact based in good science. Because there are real costs, especially to cash-strapped municipalities, to cleaning up the water, much as Plainfield Township has been forced to do so here in northern Kent County. And there, again, are real costs involved in doing that. And we want to make sure that the money there is well spent.
Bottom line, A.J. Birkbeck, for residents who, you know, don't know environmental law or don't know science, don't know from parts per trillion, what do they need to understand about this bill?
I think the takeaway is, while the amended bill does take steps, again, to protect existing PFAS standards, that what we have here is what's called an emerging contaminant. And unfortunately, there isn't a whole lot that is known about the potentially broad range of impacts to individuals, primarily through their drinking water. And any science that is going to be forthcoming is going to be new science. And this bill potentially limits our state regulators in what science is going to be allowed to be considered in setting cleanup and drinking water standards. And there's just so many terms that are in this new legislation that are previously undefined that we really fear that there could be litigation filed by polluters who, you know, keep this tied up in court for years and effectively hamstring DEQ's ability to deal with things. And we certainly don't want to limit our regulators' ability to do that. because we're all drinking the water here in Michigan. There's a significant number of people that are impacted by PFAS in their drinking water at various levels. And we want to make sure that to the extent new science becomes available, that our regulators are able to incorporate that quickly into protective measures so that anyone who is drinking water here in Michigan can be assured that what they're drinking is safe.
What's next for Senate Bill 1244? What are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is that there is going to be additional discussion in committee tomorrow morning. There's also the possibility that this could go directly to the House and Senate floors, which would be of some concern because we are worried that individual legislators may not be fully appraised of the impact of this bill, especially as regards to PFAS.
A.J. Birkbeck is with Fulcrum Law in Grand Rapids. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us, A.J.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Our interview request for the bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Jim Stamas of Midland, have not been returned.